I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Do you consider yourself something of a Dr. Doolittle? Well, if not, perhaps you should, because according to new research from the University of Amsterdam, we're all actually pretty good at understanding what animals are trying to express, at least animals that are closely related to us, like chimpanzees. Eva Higginbotham had a go for herself with the help of Rosa Camilladou.
We wanted to understand whether humans can tell what kind of situations our cousins, chimpanzees, are in just by listening to their vocalizations. Participants listened to 155 chimpanzee vocalizations. They were asked to select best matching contexts from 10 behavioral context categories. And we also asked them to judge whether the vocalization sounds positive or negative, and whether the chimpanzee is excited or relaxed. Our results show that humans can guess whether the vocalization was produced in a positive or negative context and whether the chimpanzee was excited or relaxed. Furthermore, listeners can accurately infer particular behavioral contexts in which these vocalizations were produced. Human listeners can tell whether a chimpanzee vocalization was produced when discovering a large food source or attacked by another chimpanzee. So humans can tell what kind of situation the chimpanzees are in just by listening to their vocalizations.
Considering myself a pretty intuitive person, I decided it was my turn to give it a go. Rosa sent me 3 chimp noises and 3 behavioral situations to try and match up. I had eating low-value food, being attacked by another chimpanzee, and threatening an aggressive chimpanzee or predator. All right, let's get started. I'll play A first. It sounds kind of like a dog barking to me, that sound. One more time. So what would a low-value food be for a chimp?
So low-valued foods are greens and carrots for chimpanzees, and highly preferred foods are like breads, mango or banana.
It didn't sound too threatening. So that would have been my guess, that it was a food thing. It doesn't sound aggressive. It doesn't sound particularly cheerful, but it doesn't sound angry either.
Yeah. Great guess. The context that you're listening to is the grunts that they were making while eating greens and carrots.
Great. Let's try B then. Oh boy. So that was quite screechy. I think I'll do B and C, and then I'll try and choose between the threatening or being threatened by, because that's the other two, isn't it? Ooh. Okay, so that's quite, that sounds quite shouty, whereas the other one was quite screamy. So my guess would be that B, the screamy one, is being attacked, and C, the more shouty one, that might seem like the chimp is trying to make extra noise, is attacking. What do you reckon?
Great. You are very accurate in your guesses as our participants.
Oh, wow. I'm very pleased.
Yeah, these are very accurate guesses. Yeah.
After patting myself generously on the back, Rosa brought me back down to earth by telling me about how humans in general are actually just pretty good at picking up on negative emotions in particular.
We see that human listeners are actually better in inferring information from negative contexts as compared to positive contexts. There is empirical evidence showing that a number of negative emotions such as anger, sadness, and fear are expressed with distinct acoustic patterns in the human voice, and actually humans recognize these emotions from the voice even across cultures and languages. So we are actually quite good in inferring negative emotions as well as positive emotions from the vocalizations of other humans. Across species, animal groups express their emotions or their affective states in a similar way. So human listeners might be able to infer the emotions of the individual from their vocalizations because of such similarities in the way we express our emotions in the vocalizations. So when we hear a barking dog or a hissing cat, we might be able to infer the information from these vocalizations because there are similarities in the way we already express our emotions in these vocalizations.
That was Rosa Camilodou, and the study was published in the journal Proceedings of the Royal Society B.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.